Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Ah, yes. A wild weekend in Boston sports. Bruins can't lose. Jaylen Brown can't seem to find his happiness.
That's a good one.
But we're not going to start with any of that on Jones and Mego with Arcan today, WEEI. It's a Monday. We're here till 6 with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. No, today, Mego, we're starting with Bill Belichick, who didn't really engage with reporters all that much.
No, he didn't. Although, if you watch the live stream, all the credit to our buddy Tommy Curran, who did get some chuckles in at the end at Greg Bedard's expense.
No, he did. He did for sure. And you know what, Bill? Whether he's answering questions or avoiding questions, he's always telling you something. And again, we'll be getting to it with all your phone calls here today on Jones and Mego with Arcan. And by the way, Robert Kraft is supposed to talk today too, right? So whenever we hear from Robert...
Three-ish is what I've heard.
Three-ish. So in the next hour or so. So whenever we hear from Robert, we'll be sure to get you some of that audio. Maybe we can even hear from Robert live from the owners' meetings here. I think that's still TBD. But maybe we can even hear from Robert live as he speaks with the media in a big, big offseason for the Patriots, a make-or-break season for the Patriots, and we hear from Bill here for the first time. So let's get right to it. What do you say? And if you guys want to jump in, please don't hesitate. Again, 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on what Bill had to say today. Let's start with, just the beginning of the press conference. Obvious place to start. Bill Belichick, how conscious of you are you of Don Shula's record and how close you are to it?
Don Shula's record for career wins. Do you have that at all as a goal in your mind to reach that?
I haven't really thought about it.
You're aware of it, though. I mean, it's...
I'm aware of it, yeah.
As a football historian, would that matter to you?
Yeah, I mean, look, I have great respect for the game and all that. I'm not really focused on that right now. 2023 season's what I'm not concerned about.
Okay, so that's Bill Belichick on the Don Shula record. Do we believe him when he says, yeah, I'm not really thinking about that. I'm aware of it. I'm a football historian, but I'm not really thinking about it all that much. Do we believe him, Mego?
I believe that he's looking at this season as a means to getting to that record in that continuing to coach winning teams, or I guess returning to coaching winning teams after last season is more accurate. But yeah, that, you know, they go hand in hand. Ultimately, come on. Of course he wants that. Of course that's a goal of his ultimately. For this season, he's not going to get it this season. So, yeah, you think it's going to go beyond.
I mean, to me, he's the only one who cares about it, Arcand. I don't think anybody else cares about it. I don't. Mego doesn't. Arcand, you don't. Fans don't. I'm not sure Robert Kraft does. No one cares about that record except for him. And I know he can't answer it and say, yes, I desperately want it. Yes, I need it. Yes, it's my only sole goal right now. And that's, I think, how he feels.
The one thing keeping me going.
I honestly think if Bill could pick, he'd take that over.
John Henry's back there?
Do you think he'd take that over another Super Bowl?
No. I think he'd do it once.
So if Bill wins a Super Bowl but then comes up short of the Shula record, I'm not so sure. Now, another Super Bowl at least gets rid of the pesky Brady question for him. That one's over
deal.
And done
Can
with.
I ask something very dumb?
Yes.
Just a quick
It's the only kind of question I ask, so go for it. Yes.
Does it mean less now that Brady's retired?
Does what mean less?
If Bill wins a Super Bowl?
Yeah,
I mean, he could only win a Super Bowl without Brady after Brady retired.
Maybe a little less. I mean, maybe a touch less. Yes, it's like Brady.
I'm speaking Jones over here.
Brady already won. Brady's done, and now Bill wins. It's like, well, while Brady was still playing, you couldn't beat him. So maybe a touch less, but it would matter a lot. I think he's the only one who cares about it, Arcan. No one else cares about this dumb thing.
No, I think the Crafts might care about it just in the sense of it's a marketable thing. It's something you can, you know, have a big night for and have a big banquet for and that sort of thing. You know what I mean? Like that, it's a big record. It certainly is, and they may care about it from that perspective, but I don't really think anyone else does, especially if the team sucks.
Okay, do you care? Bill pretends not to care. We all know Bill cares. Do you care? 617-779-7937. How about on Mac Jones? This I thought was good. And I believe this is mostly Karen Grigian, I think, and maybe others slipped in questions as well. But this is mostly Karen going after Bill Belichick about whether or not the quarterback position is a competition this year. Let's hear it.
Fair to say that both Mac and Bailey Zappe will be competing for the starting job over the summer, or is it Mac's job?
Yeah, well, everybody got a chance to play. We'll play the best players.
So it's still kind of a competition.
Everybody will get a chance to play.
Is that specific to the quarterback, or do you view every position like
every
that?
Position? Everybody will get a chance to play. Everybody that's on our roster, if they earn the opportunity to play, then based on what they do in practice and all that, then they'll get an opportunity to play. Certainly veteran players that have been on the team before, if they're still on the team, they'll all get an opportunity to play.
What specifically would you like Mac to improve on from last year?
Yeah, we talked to all the players individually about things that they can do and things that we can do and so forth. So just keep that between myself and the individual players.
Okay, he wants to keep it between himself and the individual players. Fine, Bill, fine. What do we make of Bill saying it's an open competition, Mego? It's a competition. Even the quarterback spot is up for battle between Zappe and Mac Jones.
Personally, I hate it. I hate more that Bill is at a point where seemingly he can't even say Mac's name out loud.
Oh, good. The Mac people hate it. Good.
Like, it
I like this.
Should
good.
Not be spoken.
Good.
I'm not even a Mac person, like designated Mac person. I don't know about this whole Mac island. I just think that if it's your starting quarterback, you should be able to declare that he's his starting quarterback. Look what else is happening in the owners' meetings, okay? Harbaugh is out there saying that the idea of Lamar Jackson is their starting quarterback.
That's a good point.
And that he loves his Twitter account. Lamar's openly like, get me out of here.
That's a good point. Lamar's demanding trades, and John Harbaugh's like, yeah, he's still our quarterback. Bill won't even commit to Mac.
Bill won't even say his name.
It's a great point. It's a great point. So, Arcan, is this just Bill Belichick being Bill Belichick, and he does this with every single position, or is there something to this?
There's something to this. I think you'd be blind if you didn't say so or didn't think so. And the question that I thought was even more telling was when they asked him about the conduct and what did you think of Mac's conduct last year and everything else, and he goes, we're not going to rehash last year. If you didn't have a problem with it, you say there was no problem with it. Not wanting to rehash it last year, that to me said more about what Bill thought about Mac last year than anything else, and even that everybody gets to play stuff, because you're right. He can always fall back on, well, you know, all the wide receivers, everybody gets a chance. Everybody gets a chance at tackle and all these other positions. And in this instance, you can sort of look at it and be like, yeah, Mac Jones isn't Tom Brady. That makes sense. But when he sort of said we're not going to rehash last year in response or in regards to Mac's conduct, I thought that was very telling too.
So I'm having, I guess I'm challenging myself to, when Bill says this stuff, it's all very intentional. Mm-hmm. So there is meaning behind it. But he also has his fallback phrases that he has. And a lot of them is, oh, last year is last year. It doesn't have anything to do with this year. We hear that every season. Last season, that's a different team. That's a different season. So I am like hearing some of this Bill speak. Just repeating the exact answer that he gave to Karen Grigian again and again is total Bill speak. But again, it's all intentional. So I agree, Arcan. Like, by him saying He doesn't even want to address anything that happened with Mac's conduct, and again, won't even say his name.
Okay, well, let's hear it. Arcam brought this up. Let's jump this clip up. This is Bill Belichick discussing Mac Jones and his leadership and, I don't know, the lack thereof. I think it was Bedard who asked it.
Bill, were you happy with Mac Jones, some of his, you know, we saw some of the stuff on the field where, you know, he was acting out a little bit. Did you have a problem with anything with Mac Jones's leadership or how he conducted himself relative to the position?
Yeah, we're looking ahead to 2023 here. I might go back and rehash 22.
You don't think it's relative to this season? And do you think he needed to make some corrections to improve in that area going into this year?
I think we all can improve. All of us. Start with me and every other player and coach that's here. So it's for all of us.
So you thought that was more instructive than even the other exchange, Arcan?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I think that right there was basically telling you there's a way to answer that question where you're not rehashing 2022, but you're also sort of dumping cold water on it and saying, no, there was no problem with his conduct. He's a player on our team, and we support him or whatever. And instead it was, we're not going to rehash last year, as if to say, yeah, there was a problem last year, but we're not going to get into it.
Yeah. How could you defend Mac's leadership? Like, how could you possibly defend it? And I know you guys both kind of have. You said, well, it's...
I'm like,
it's,
are you asking me to defend it right now?
No,
or
I'm
you
just...
Because I don't really want to go down this road
but
again.
But I just... You know,
much how, like Bill Belichick.
But you know, how,
last
you know how I disagree with it. And that's, yeah. That's why I think Bill won't answer it. How could you possibly defend it? How could you possibly defend the way that Mac was leading, quote-unquote, last year? He wasn't a leader. It was garbage what he did last year.
Well,
in fact, he was making it worse. He was making it worse, Arcand.
Bill can't defend it. The players in the locker room can.
Some.
And they have.
Not
but
all.
Bill can't, though.
Not all.
What do you mean?
Not all.
Devin has and Slater has.
Almost every single player who's talked about this has defended Mac Jones.
There were also Zappy people, Devin McCourty said, last year in the locker room.
You didn't hear much from them, though, did you? I mean, you didn't hear him speak up
in public. It's a silent majority.
Maybe it was.
It's a silent majority, is what it is.
Either way, it seemed like Mac had a lot of supporters in the locker room, and that may have rubbed Bill the wrong way, too, so he couldn't defend that.
Bottom line, Bill doesn't sound supportive of Mac Jones. I wouldn't be either. Like, I kind of agree with how Bill's handled the whole thing. I'm not going to defend his leadership. He's a crap leader. Last year was a joke. It was garbage. I'm not going to defend it. And furthermore, I'm not handing him the job. He hasn't been good. Last year was atrocious. You know who was better when they both lined up and played last year? The only time they both lined up and played in the same game. You know who was better? Zappy. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you Zappy has no shot. That's me, Adam Jones. That's Bill Belichick. Like, I agree with how Bill handled this today. There's a bunch of stuff that Bill did that rubbed me the wrong way. And there's a bunch of weaselly stuff that Bill did, including the Shula stuff that we played for you off the top. There's more we're going to play for you coming up. On Mac, I agree with everything Bill's doing. I wouldn't commit to Mac Jones. I don't want the team to commit to Mac Jones. Zappy should have an opportunity to get in there. Tom Curran's told you Zappy might have an opportunity to get in there. And furthermore, I'm not going to defend his leadership. I like how Bill handled that today. Do you? 617-779-7937. And if Bill won't commit and you're convinced Mac is the guy, why do you think Bill won't go there? Why? Why do we think Bill won't go there? Just to not promise him a job and keep him motivated and keep him on his toes?
No, I don't think that's it. I think there's at least some piece of Bill that is still pissed off about the relationship between Joe Judge, maybe Matt Patricia, and Mac. That how out of control that got, the dislike or whatever disrespect that existed between them by the end of the season and how public that all became. Yeah, I think that does really irk Bill. I think that sticks with them. But at some point, it's like, okay, if this is your starting quarterback and you intend for him to be your starting quarterback and you're bringing Bill O'Brien in and paying him to be, you know, the person who's going to help Mac rebound and get back into being starter quarterback quality, then can you just say his name? Can you, like, again, I know, like, can you just get over it? Can everyone just get over it? You keep telling us that last season is last season and it doesn't have anything to do with it, but then it's talking onto the other side of your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
You're incredibly vague about the roles, and you won't give any sign of respect there.
Good.
So I'm not going to move on from 2022 if you're seemingly in public not going to move on from 2022.
Bill won't commit to Mac. How do you feel about it, Patriots fans? 617-779-7937. Is he right? I think he is. I think Mego's questioning it a little bit more. I think Arcan is questioning it a little bit more. Why won't he commit to Mac Jones? And was he right to not commit today? We'll get to all your feedback here coming up. Plus, I think Bill got Well, I know Bill got pretty defensive up there at the podium today, or at the breakfast table. What was it?
It was a breakfast table.
Thank you. At you know, the hotel banquet table where they were all sitting with Mike Reese and Jim McBride and Tom Curran and Greg Bedard and everybody else. I know Bill got defensive, so we'll get into that. And also, Bill discussing his long-term future in New England, all that after Trending with Arkin.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Jones and Mega on WEEI. WEEI.
Bill, before you fly, you've talked in the past about how media is a conduit to the fans, between the team and the fans. Would you say anything to the fans right now as to where the team sits and what you're trying to put together? What would you say to them right now if they were listening to this?
Long way to go. It's March. We play in September. A long way to go. A lot of work to do.
What would you say to them to give them a reason to be optimistic for what's ahead for the Patriots?
In the last 25 years?
I heard that, and I was like, okay, here we go. Many have pointed out the juxtaposition, or the inconsistency anyway, of saying we're focused on 2023. But also, hey, check out the last 25 years. I think they speak for themselves. And it's Jones and Mego with Arkan here on WEEI. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Yes, Mego?
He can't help himself.
No. Well, there's nothing else to lean on.
Check the receipts.
What else do you lean on? I like what we did in free agency. I think we were picking up steam at the end of last year and really building momentum. Look at what we've done since Brady left.
Really drafted well lately.
Yeah. What's he supposed to say? There's nothing else to lean on except the last 25 years. So I don't blame him for flailing around, but my God, what a hypocrite. Let's focus on 2023, but what a hypocrite. I thought Fourier nailed it. I think Fourier came up with this example. Maybe it was Gresh. I'm pretty sure it was Christian when I was driving in. It's a lot like after they lost to the Bills in the playoffs a few years ago, when Bill was asked about fans sticking through in thick and thin. And he's like, well, there hasn't been a lot of thin around here. No, I guess there hadn't been at that point in time.
Are you sure he wasn't just like looking at the reporters and saying that?
I don't quite know. I don't remember who asked the
question. Talking to you, Fetzo.
I'm talking to you, Tubby. But when it comes
Hey, that's not funny, you guys.
When it comes to Bill Belichick and, you know, defending what's been accomplished, he definitely will do that. He definitely will. What'd you make of that comment, Mego? Oh, I mean, why should they trust us the last 25 years? What'd you make of that?
Just what I said, that at some point, it's like, okay, you know, it's not like there's these hard and fast rules of we can't reference the past when it comes to my authority mm-hmm. and what I've accomplished in my judgment. You know, look what I've given you. But don't look at last year. You know, the 25 years, maybe 24 years. Don't look at last year. Last year, we've moved on from that. But if you want to talk about my judgment,
but let's talk about 2001.
Overall.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about my game plan against Kurt Warner. Let's not talk about last year. I mean, that's in the past. But can we please talk about how I had Willie McGinnis beat up Marshall Faulk in 2001? Can we talk about that, please?
Everybody behaves that way, right? I mean, we're all hypocrites at one time or another.
Yeah, I'm a pretty giant hypocrite. Yeah.
It's tough when it's within like 6 minutes of another statement. That's tough.
That's true. Day to day, week to week, hypocrisy bound to happen. Sentence to sentence,
look,
answer to answer.
It's quite Arkham-like, to be honest.
That's a good point. You say one thing, you do another, you do one thing, you say another.
It led to like until we reset the topic.
Right, we reset the topic, and it's like, you feel this way now.
You know, now I feel differently. That is true, Arkham. What'd you make of the message to the fans there from Bill?
I thought he sounded like the fans. I thought he sounded like Patriots fans lately.
Yeah.
You know, that's really the one thing that they sort of lean back on when they're usually when they're talking to like other fan bases. Oh yeah, Buffalo. Well, look at the last 25 years.
Count the rings.
Yeah, count the banners, guys.
And I think lately, you know, you sort of hear that from like the Patriots diehards and the skeptics who are sort of wondering if it was really all just Tom Brady or what. And you're hearing that same sort of answer, which doesn't answer the question in a real way. You know, what should we feel about this? You should feel good about the last 25 years. Okay, what should we feel about this season, Bill? Like, how should we feel about this upcoming season? Why is it going to be better than the last season? The 25 years prior doesn't have anything to do with that.
So I have a take on Bill just doing this whole thing in general. Ryan, what did you just tell us in our ear? What is Bill front and center for?
Some breaking news, and this almost never
happens.
Sounders. I am not hitting the sounders, but I will say this is bigger news than what's-his-face getting a suspension for a high-staking. Bill Belichick,
AJ
front
Greer, yeah.
and center for the coaches meeting picture.
Interesting.
Which never happened.
Bill has blown.
Didn't happen last year. It hasn't happened for the last couple of years, I believe. But front and center set in between is that Andy Reid and John Harbaugh.
Got it. His buddies. So Bill Belichick, maybe he's making a deal for Lamar. Oh, yeah. He's sitting next. Look at him. He's sitting next to Harbaugh. He's going to make a deal for Lamar. He's
lying. It's the football hierarchy right here. Like
yeah,
Dan Campbell, you stand up. Robert Saleh, you stand up. But Pete Carroll, Ron Rivera, you guys get to sit down. Yeah, but Bill gets to go center.
He's going to get Lamar for a fourth round pick. Look, he's sidling right up to him. Yeah.
Wasn't it last year at this meeting when Bill and Matt Patricia were like hauling ass out
yeah,
to
yeah,
the
probably.
Coach's picture because they were running late?
So look,
excuse
I don't,
me, excuse me.
So I don't know the exact
move. We got to take out the pickup. Come on, move. Bathroom emergency.
I lost one of my flip flops.
So real quick. I don't know how often Bill has taken part in the picture. I know sometimes he's done it, sometimes he hasn't.
He wasn't in it last year.
It's very infrequent. I don't know how many times he's participated in the breakfast. I don't think he did it last year, but sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Most of the time he doesn't, okay? Why is he doing it this year? That's what I want to know. I bet Kraft made him. You're laughing.
I'm picturing the conversation.
I bet Kraft made him.
I don't want to. You're going to do it.
I bet Robert said, hey, Bill, you made our whole organization look like a-holes last year. We look like we don't know what we're doing. So, you know what? You have to stand up there and you have to answer questions for a half an hour. You don't get to skip this thing this year, and I'm the only one who answers questions. You don't get to do that. I write your checks. You listen to me. You work for me. So you're doing the breakfast this year. And you know what? Take the picture while you're at it. I don't rule that out. Why else would Bill do it? This is a year to duck this thing if you're Bill Belichick. Unless your boss makes you. And, yep, as much as Bill acts like he doesn't have a boss, Bill has a boss. I bet Kraft made him. I bet Kraft said, you're doing the interview. I'm not the only one doing it. F you. Answer questions. You were a disaster last year. You have to face the music. And take the picture while you're at it. And what does it say that Bill did it? What does it say, if I'm right, that Bill went along with it? Maybe Bill isn't around for as long as we think, or at least Bill's seat is getting a little warmer is what I'm trying to say.
I'm so mad.
Why?
Because Ron Rivera is the only coach in this photo wearing dorky-ass team gear.
He looks so cool.
Do it again.
He's wearing this
Zeke.
Dorky-ass
Zeke.
Polo
put
with
that
the
picture back
awful
up there.
Washington Commanders.
Hey, there it is.
First of all, that is a lot of thigh on Bill Belichick. That's more thigh than I want to see.
Well, okay. Andy Reid is,
not enough.
Is you can flashing see his a lot line. Of calf.
So. Andy Reid's got a lot of leg going on there, too. Yeah, maybe pants next time, Bill. But there you go. Bill front and center at that thing. Why? Does it tell you anything that Bill even participated in this? It does to me. 617-779-7937. Let's get to your phone calls here on Bill not committing to Mac Jones, which I find interesting. Bill pretending he doesn't care about the Shula record when he's literally the only one who cares about it. Again, all your phone calls here. Let's start it off with Jonathan and Randolph. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. This press conference today has really... proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that this man should have been freaking fired after last season. It is clear he has not changed one iota in terms of introspection, in terms of evaluating his own faults from the last 3 years of his career. And I completely agree that Kraft made him do this. And you can see his passive-aggressive resentment against Kraft probably in the way he was so dismissive about Robert Kraft's initiative to combat anti-Semitism and just, like, with a pin and whatever in on its own. I don't accuse Bill of saying the cause is worse. I'm not saying that. I'm saying
so interesting.
He's willing to use it as a pawn in this whizzing match.
So he wore the pin ironically?
No, like, so I didn't take his answers dismissively either. I mean, no. Maybe I got to go back and re-listen. And honestly, there were some answers where I said, you know, all due respect, it's an important topic and an important initiative. And, you know, it's great that Robert Kraft is doing this. But there were some questions where I'm like, okay, can we get back to Mac Jones? Can we get back to Bill's future? Can we get back to this and that, right?
So what does Jonnu Smith bring to the Atlanta Falcons?
Right. So
that was a man from another market trying to do his job.
I'm like, how did you get over
here? So there were some questions where I just said, okay, maybe not as relevant to our show today. I didn't pay as close of attention. Maybe I'll go back and listen if Bill was dismissive. But I didn't take it that way.
I didn't think he sounded dismissive at all.
I bet Robert Kraft.
It's a weird road to go down, to be honest.
I bet Robert Kraft forced him to do it. Now, he brought up firing Bill. This reminds me of something that Keith was talking about the other night when I was driving home. And Keith put up a poll on this. At Keith21. Good poll game there, Arkid.
Mm.
He says, if it was up to you, how long is Bill Belichick the head coach of the Patriots? 17% said already gone. 41% said see how this year goes. Another 41% said as long as he wants. So to me, the way to read that poll is 59% of Patriots fans are like, let's wait and see. And proceed forward with Bill Belichick. I want to see how this year goes before committing to him. There's still the in Bill we trust sheep out there, 41% of them. As long as he wants, he gets to keep the job. He can keep running this thing into the ground. 59%, though. Look at those sheep and go, what the hell are you talking about? It's year to year at best, and almost 1 out of 5 say he should already be gone. That's where I'm at. I told that to Tom Curran last week. I agree with Jonathan and Randolph on this. I would have tried to trade Bill last offseason. I would have tried to trade him this offseason. I'm in that camp. Because why is he still here? To set the wins record? I don't care about that. So I would have moved on. But if you're in wait-and-see mode, that's fair. Almost 60% of the fan base is in wait-and-see mode. That's significant on Bill.
Yes. They're at least waffling. And that's not, I mean, it only took a couple years to get here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Brady's departure and the way that happened, I think, has a heavy hand in that. But... I agree. It's significant.
By the way, good text here, mostly because it agrees with me at 37937. Jones, you're right. Same reason Bill doesn't want to commit to Mac. Kraft is making him do it. I don't rule that out either. Like, I don't rule out that Kraft is the one who wants to stick with Mac and Bill would move on if he could. And I don't rule out that Bill didn't really want to speak at this breakfast. He never wants to speak at the breakfast. And Kraft said, you're doing it. So if Bill's seat is warm, he has to listen. If Bill has leverage, Bill can do what he wants and screw around and he doesn't have to listen. When he doesn't have leverage and the seat's getting hot, he has to listen to his boss. I think that's what's going on. I think it tells you a lot about his job security. Which, by the way, can I hear that, Ryan? Let's jump this answer. We had it planned a little bit later on this segment. But Bill and his longevity, how much longer, in Bill's words, is he going to do it? How much longer does he want to do it?
Bill, has there been any discussions with, say, Gerard Mayo or Bill O'Brien about possible succession plans to you? Anything about the future and planning for the future of the Patriots when you're not coach?
Yeah, I'm planning on coaching this year. I'm trying to do a good job this year. That's my plans.
Huh. Now, look, that's a Belichickian answer where he doesn't say, I'm going to coach for 5 years, 10 years. Although in 2009, he was saying he wasn't going to be Marv Levy hanging around. So in his 70s, and now he's doing it. That is Belichickian to go year to year and say, oh, yeah, I'm not going to answer beyond this year. That reminds me of Troy Tulowitzki when he first got here. He's like, yeah, I'll play second base this year.
Trevor Story.
What did I say? Yeah, I'm
Troy
sorry.
Tulowitzki.
Jesus. Trevor Story, not Troy Tulowitzki. My bad. Said, I'll play second base this year. And then his plan was to move to shortstop. If he could have stayed healthy through the year, that's what the Red Sox were going to do. It was a tell. Do you think this is a tell or is this just a Belichickian answer?
This is just Belichick language. This is we're only here to talk about this year. And that's probably because he had already gotten peppered a little bit. And he knows that this is a storyline of what's Gerard Mayo's role here? Are you ushering your successor into the next chapter of the Patriots? Blah, blah, blah. So it's, you know what? I'm only talking about this year unless you want to question my judgment and then we'll bring up the banners.
Right. Then we'll go back 25 years. Adam is in Philadelphia. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys. It sounded like the first caller was actually from Philadelphia with that negativity. Ooh. But anyway, here's what I'm thinking. So the whole Belichick thing is this. We have heard Belichick through interviews. He's a horrible interview. He's never been good. The best interview I heard was with Tom Brady and that show, and Brady retired, and they were kind of
with Jim Gray,
giving each other compliments. Yeah, so I think Belichick, with the whole Mac thing, he's doing it on purpose. It's a nothing burger. Here's why. Remember Mac rookie year? He didn't have the job. He had to go out there and beat Cam Newton. Not easy.
Yeah, but Adam, what did he say about Cam the whole year prior to that?
He loved Cam, didn't he?
Yep. What did he say about Cam?
Great teammate. Good leader.
Was Cam's job.
Yep.
That's
our quarterback is Cam Newton.
That's
what he said very clearly.
He committed to Cam Newton 100 times that season in 2000. So Bill will say it. When I don't know why he did it with Cam. I don't know why he's not doing it with Mac. But don't tell me Bill always does this. Bill does not always do this. Bill committed to Cam in 2000 over and over and over and over and over again. So, look, maybe Bill's trying to keep Mac on his toes. That's very possible. But let's say that's true. Why does he need to keep Mac on his toes?
Because he doesn't believe in him?
I don't think he does. I mean, and remember the reporting from Henry McKenna really quick from Fox Sports saying, hey, essentially, and Jeff Howe, I believe, of The Athletic confirmed it with another source, basically saying that Bill told his assistants, hey, go a little easy on Mac. There was a point in 2021 where the coaching it was a little too rough on him, mm-hmm. and he's already tough on himself. And then you remember how Bill started last season, just praising Mac. Oh, he's come such a long way. It might have been in training camp, but, you know, so impressed by him. And then it turns like this. So I feel like I've given Bill a lot of credit in the past for understanding when to keep chipping away at Brady's chip on his shoulder and make sure that he's still motivated in a psychotic way, and being kid gloves with Cam Newton because trying to build his confidence back up. But with Mac, like, I just feel so much like this is so much more of a reaction to the dysfunction of last year and him thinking that Mac played a part in it.
Here's why he needs to keep Mac on his toes, if that's what he's doing. That's not a good thing either, by the way. Like, the text line keeps sending this in at 37937, just like that last caller, Adam in Philadelphia. Oh, well, you know, this is what he does. He keeps players motivated. He's got to keep them hungry. Why? Why do you have to do that with Mac? Maybe because Mac's head got a little bit big after his rookie year.
Oh, I don't think that's
it. I definitely think that's it.
I totally don't think that's it.
Mac thinks he's got it all figured out, and Bill says, you know what? We got to knock the kid down a couple of pegs.
See, I don't buy that.
Run an
offense
with two defensive coaches. Let's see how you do
that. Arkin.
It's really much more about,
in all honesty, that was
you don't respect the coaches.
That was a sign. So that, too. That is part of getting a big head and not being respectful. I think all of that overflows. I think there's some crossover there. But when it comes to Mac, I think Bill said, look, Mac can play a little bit. Mac's got all these intangibles. Mac's a leader. Mac's accurate. Mac's smart. So you know what? He can have Patricia and Judge on that side of the football. Like, in some ways, that was a vote of confidence for Mac Jones. And Mac couldn't handle it. Mac couldn't handle what Bill put on his plate. Like, some of that is about Mac. 617-779-7937. I think a lot of it is about Mac. Bill Belichick would not commit to his quarterback. Why is that? Bill Belichick discussing the Shula record. his future in New England. He had a message to the fans, by the way. You should be thankful for the last 25 years. Don't worry that they've sucked without Tom Brady. The whole time Bill's been here, before Bill got here, early on in his tenure, lately, don't worry that they've sucked without Tom Brady. Just look at the last 25 years and be happy. Thank you very much.
The last 25 years.
Clearly it was all about Bill. Clearly. So you can weigh in on all of it at 617-779-7937. I do want to get into, well, Bill Belichick, getting into the pressure that's on this team, the pressure on Bill Belichick, and more of your phone calls next.
Jones and Mego return after this on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Jones and Mego on WEEI.
I haven't seen the tweet. It's an ongoing process. I'm following it very closely, just like everybody else is here, and looking forward to a resolution. I'm excited, thinking about Lamar all the time, thinking about him as our quarterback. We're building our offense around that idea, and I'm just looking forward to getting back to football, and I'm confident that's going to happen.
Do you anticipate him being your quarterback in week one?
I do. You know, you gotta plan for all the contingencies for sure, but I'm pretty fired up about Lamar Jackson. I mean, Lamar Jackson is a great player. Lamar came back in great shape last year. He's fired up to play. That's the Lamar that I'm looking forward to seeing. Can't wait to get back on the grass and go to work, and I'm confident that's going to happen.
So you're following him on Twitter and seeing all the posts and
stuff? No, I don't live in that world, Jerry. You know, I'm not a real Twitter guy. Have you seen my tweets lately? No, that's, you know, you see it. I mean, obviously that stuff comes through. Guys like Jonah share those tweets with me, so we appreciate it. And it's been kind of fun watching some of that stuff too. So Lamar's great on Twitter. I mean, he's fun to follow. He does a great job with all that. So some of that stuff, you get enjoyment out of it too.
I hadn't heard that. I had read it. I guess I didn't realize how matter-of-factly he was just kind of answering questions. It's jarring to, like, play Belichick. It's like a Scal interview. Like, every question is like a referendum on what you're asking. You know? So it's just jarring to listen to Bill and then listen to another coach. Mego, you made this point right off the top. Harbaugh is more committed to Lamar Jackson.
At least the idea of him.
The idea of Lamar Jackson.
Love the idea.
Building our offense around that idea. And
Harbaugh's more committed to Lamar, who's demanding a trade and isn't even under contract, than Bill Belichick is to Mac Jones. It's a great point. It's actually a great point, Mego.
Thanks. Thank you.
And you hear it there. My goodness. It's like, maybe we'll all call him a liar and say he's full of crap.
I mean,
he'll look like an idiot.
So freaking phony there.
He looked like the guy that had to answer the door when the cops show up and the hostage takers like, tell him everything's okay. You smile and you say there's nothing wrong here, and you tell him to leave. That was the expression on John Harbaugh's face.
Okay, fine. So then we'll call him a liar and we'll pounce all over him for that.
I love his Twitter. His Twitter's great. His Twitter's so funny when he's telling everybody that he requested a trade.
At least he's there answering the questions. Which I guess, in Bill Belichick's defense, Bill answered some. And it's Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. I think Robert Kraft is talking shortly. Last we heard was 3-ish So I think we might have some Robert Kraft answers. And by the way, I stand corrected on this. Ryan just corrected the record. Bill Belichick did speak last year at the owners' meetings. Now, he doesn't do it every year, but Bill did it last year. So my mistake, I misspoke. I don't even really remember Bill last year talking.
Wearing a nice multicolored plaid button-down. Would have been nice for Easter.
You know why we don't remember, Mego? Because Kraft came out last year and said, and I'm paraphrasing here, you know, I'm losing sleep, and it's hard for me to sleep because we haven't won a playoff game, and we need to win a playoff game. And what did Bill do? He went out and missed the playoffs. It's hard to win a playoff game when you're missing the playoffs completely. So maybe Kraft last year just drowned out all the Belichick stuff, but in fairness to Bill, he did speak last year. Doesn't do it every year. He's doing it this year. Why? I bet Kraft made him. I bet Kraft twisted his arm and said, after last year, you're not skipping this thing and leaving me to answer the questions. Not happening. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls in a moment. Bill did kind of, sort of, answer questions about Lamar Jackson today. Can we hear that?
Bill, do you envision a scenario where the Patriots would pursue Lamar Jackson, who's been assigned the franchise tag, but the non-exclusive tag by the Ravens?
And Mike, I'm not going to talk about players on any other team.
A free agent, so I didn't know if that was
okay. Not going to answer it. I think Bedard circled back to that later on too. Somebody else tried to get more Lamar Jackson answers out of him, and he wouldn't engage. Maybe this is unfair of me because the Patriots were playing Lamar Jackson that week, but Bill's talked at length about Lamar Jackson before and his contract. Like, Bill's talked about his contract and whether or not he's an elite quarterback. Like, Bill just didn't say this is what we have to do when we're facing Lamar Jackson in week three. He openly was talking about he pulled his contract out of nowhere and started discussing that. So don't tell me you're not going to talk about players on other teams and their contracts. You did that however many months ago, 6 months ago, when you faced the Ravens back in week three.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine the Lamar stuff is just, it's too hot for him right now. He can't have any fingerprints on it. Although, did you see the recent odds? I saw these tweeted out.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Super interesting. Let me pull them up. This is from Odds Shark. Shark Odds? Odds Shark.
Odds Shark.
Odds Shark, Lamar Mega Jackson, shark next odds. Team.
I like that.
Team odds, if he's traded, I should say. So this doesn't include the Ravens.
So if he's not on Baltimore, traded, where's he going?
So Colts.
Number one.
Mm-hmm. Plus 225. Right behind him, Patriots. Plus 450.
Even above the Commanders.
Yeah, well above the Commanders. Heard, not even in there. So then it Shefty, goes Falcons, Lions.
I heard Shefty talking about this today. He said Commanders and Colts were the two teams. I heard him talking about this today, but interesting. Okay. Odd Shark says if he leaves Baltimore, it's the Colts followed by the Patriots at what? Plus what?
450.
Plus 450. So here's another way to look at it. Shouldn't Bill be able to engage if the Patriots aren't going after Lamar? Like, what's he worried about? Yeah, no, he's a great player and all. Like, what? Why is he so worried about going there? Like, being so third rail with Lamar, is that in a way, I don't know, a message that the Patriots are involved or Bill wants to be involved or what? Is there any message there in his willingness not to go there? Lamar's a free agent. He's talked about his contract before.
Yeah. I don't know if I would read that much into it other than to say it doesn't seem like it's off the table. I know there was one report out there. I think it might have been Mark Daniels who said the Patriots are not involved in it. That was weeks ago. This whole Lamar situation is just unique, and it's been so weird that I just don't rule them out.
Bill's keeping it alive.
Yeah, he's keeping it alive. But, I mean, this is also, you saw Robert Saleh was talking about Aaron Rodgers, and he's like, hey, listen, guys, he's still on the other team. I can't say anything about him yet. And it's like, that's just how they all are.
Okay,
you know?
But except he expanded on it and said, you know, it's great that 2 years ago no one wanted to come here, and now someone like Aaron Rodgers does.
He said, we've come a long way. The Jets have come a long way. But he didn't really say anything about Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. It is interesting, though. Guys now want to play for the Jets. Do guys want to play here? 2 years ago, the Patriots were signing everybody, and in Robert Saleh's words, nobody wanted to go to the Jets. How about now? That is interesting. 617-779-7937.
By the way, Robert Saleh, you can have Jonnu Smith and Nelson Aguilar and all those guys that we had 2 years ago if you really want them. That's all you, man.
There was a time where the Patriots were signing them, not the last two offseasons.
True.
Butch is in Acushnet. Go ahead, Butch.
Hey, how's it going? I just got to say, I really appreciate the way Bill Belichick handles it. He doesn't give you guys anything to you know, come back at him later. I just enjoy the way he handles the press.
Do you really believe he doesn't give us anything to go back at him about?
Well, Well, yeah. I mean,
we've been going back. Hang on, Butch. We've been going back at him about his answer about Mac Jones in January. We've been playing that. We've been going back at him about his spending comment in January. We're going to go back at all these. You really think he gives us nothing? That's brainless.
That's why he gives you nothing. Because okay. He gave you nothing, but you still can generate some discussion over it.
No, you're wrong, Butch. He drops hints. He gives you breadcrumbs.
Thank you for listening.
He lets you know how he feels about Mac Jones. Today, even though it appeared he didn't engage, to someone like Butch, who maybe doesn't want to read beneath the surface and read between the lines, he gave us plenty. He's not committed to Mac. Why isn't he committed to Mac? I think it's pretty simple. He's not happy with how Mac played last year. I wouldn't overthink it. Jake's in the car. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, how's it going, Jones? First time, long time.
Welcome.
So, Colin, I'm just a little surprised that nobody's mentioned the name. It's been tied to the Celtics in the past quite a bit. We'll be doing Celtics and Tatum a service with this one, but it's Brad Beal. As you've acknowledged, it looks like Brown's gone. He wants to be number one. You also made note that some guys, you know, they go achieve, build their brand.
Sure. So let's play that out. Mego, you're shaking your head. We haven't brought up Bradley Beal in a while.
Yeah, there's a reason, isn't it?
Why?
His contract sucks, and I don't know if I want Tatum's best friend, big brother in the world to be there. Like, I'm not sure that that is the best dynamic for the rest of the team.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a great mix either, and it really is going in all in on Tatum calling the shots.
Have, like, great friendships and everything. It's just, like, I don't know if – why do we just go back to that guy because it's his best friend? Because he's good. He's got a horrible contract.
Well, and he's
got one of the worst contracts in the league.
He's an all-star who's, and he's not an all-star this year, but he's an all-star in the past who's probably available. And so, look, I think you could do worse than Bradley Beal, but ideally, I've said this in the past, I prefer Jalen to Bradley Beal. Like, I was never super crazy about that trade idea. But why haven't we heard about it? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't think Beal's had a great season.
Yeah.
And maybe it is his contract.
He's had a knee injury all year, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe
his contract's his contract. I mean, he's going to get a max contract. It's going to be Jalen Brown's contract. And if he gets hurt, then people are going to say the same thing about him in 2 years. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, like, that's sort of all relative. If Beal can play, he's a great player.
So, look, maybe we'll get to Jalen later on in the show. But we're talking a lot of Patriots here. Bill Belichick spoke earlier at the owners' meetings. Robert Kraft scheduled to speak shortly. So we'll get to your phone calls on all of it. 617-779-7937. Bill Belichick, I know he gives us nothing to talk about, but he said in January the Patriots were 27th in spending. He attempted to clear that up earlier today. Or did he? Let's do that next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.